All right, Justin Starling, Paris. Little shock problem yesterday. I think you got it fixed for today. But how was it?
We did not get it fixed. Okay. We just maxed it stiff, and I just kind of learned to ride because they basically said we can't fix it, so either ride or don't. And I was all the way in Paris. But hey, we had dinner together last night, and I had a top 10 tonight. So I think that curse is gone.
I hope so. Let's bury that right now because I'm telling you, Brayden was hurt before we did dinner.
Yeah.
It's a lot of racing, isn't it, over in a weekend?
Yeah, but like I was just telling Anton, I'm so used to like. Well, it's been a while, really, since I've been, like, the German stuff and Dutch stuff and all that. But I'm used to, like, the 2 days and multiple motos and all that. So it actually kind of felt a little bit like home, like going back to home a little bit. So, and I honestly, as always, I end the best that I start, you know, the whole week. And I end always the best. I just, like, wish we had another night. But, no, it was a good weekend. 10th overall today. I missed 10th overall on the weekend by 1 point. And I'm bummed about that because that was extra money. But yeah, no, it was good, and it's nice to see where we're at now, and we'll go home and talk to Troll and be better.
You usually do 250 class here. This year, 450, you jumped up. What was it like riding in the big boy class?
More at home feeling. Because I mean, I raced these guys, obviously, besides Jet, like 17 times, and then the lights guys, I don't know who half of them are, and that's no disrespect to them, but I don't race them, so. I felt like it was way less kamikaze out there. It's kind of like the 250 class in the States. It's the same. So, yeah, I like it way more, and I hope next year I can do the same thing. I need to be more prepared.
Yeah. The track got looked pretty slick and hard. We saw crashes in that last 450 main by some big guys. I guess it just got harder and slicker every time out?
Yeah. From press day, I was like, wow, the dirt's already hard. Yeah. It was pretty much concrete that last time. The whoops were really edgy. Lawrence about had a get off in the whoops in front of me. And at that point, I was like, I'm going back to jumping because I want to go home tomorrow.
Yeah.
It was pretty slick. But I'll be honest with you, my forks and maybe my shock being super soft like it is, it actually worked pretty well.
Sure.
Like, I was actually surprised by it. My front end had a bunch of traction all night. So I was really happy with that. It was definitely like the corners went from having like those ruts to like pebbles.
Yeah.
So it was like you just kind of slid everywhere. But yeah, it was good.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.